The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy and welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Time now to speak to the CEO of Netball America, Sonia Ottaway. Sonia, great to speak to you here on the podcast. And before we look at the amazing My Netball Academy event that's taking place in Charlotte on the 23rd and 24th of August, I suppose the first question is, how much work is there still to do to celebrate and showcase the fact that netball in America, it's still there compared to the likes of women's baseball?
Yeah, we're just starting, right? We're very grassroots here. And, you know, for the listeners that have grown up in netball playing countries, like I grew up, you know, in Australia, but have been here 25 plus years now. So totally American, totally engaged in all the American sports and everything that goes on with it, right? And you've got your big sports, right? And you can't compete with those at this stage, nor for a lot of years. But there is opportunities at the grassroots level, and that's how we're different from other netball organizations people are used to. They already have players, they already have courts, they already have people that not only know the game, but if you say the word, they can visualize a netball court, they can visualize a bit of the game. Whereas here, when you say it, people are like, is that handball?
What?
Is that ultimate frisbee? So we've got to break everything down to that level, right, and compare it to these American sports. And, you know, and just given the landscape here, you have, you know, the collegiate sports is massive. The scholarships are massive. And when you finish college here, a lot of them, if they don't go off to the, you know, professional leagues or go overseas and play, there's nothing really for them to do from a sporting level. Like the club sports we grew up with, and community sports, especially for adults, is not really a thing here. So we're trying different models over the years. Some have failed, some have worked great. So that's what we're using here to, you know, to get them going.
How long have you been CEO and been involved with Netball America then?
It would have been just after the pandemic, from CEO position, but I was one of the co-founders. So we're going back to 2008. So it's been...
And what about that initial growth in the time then?
Yeah, so it was just some initial co-founders, and we kind of sat down with literally a blank piece of paper, because netball's been here for 40 years, 40, 50 years. It's been played across the US, but only played by smaller cultural groups across the US, and never anything to strategically grow it with Americans, right? We run it as a business. We grow it with Americans. We have strategic plans, right? Everything any other corporate should be doing. And so that's how we've structured it here. And so we're quite excited, you know, since then. You can't do it alone. If anyone thinks they could grow a sport alone in this day and age, you can't. So we have some amazing partners, American organizations with Americans on board who support us, whether that's through, you know, helping out with some funding, helping out getting the kids going, helping us out with education. So we're pretty proud of kind of the partners we've built, and the name we've helped establish ourselves within in the USA, what they call the sports-based community, to get people to know netball.
I spoke to Steph from Carolina Nets as well. Mm. She had an association with Surrey Storm, a team that I supported here in the UK, and Carolina Nets are just one of the event's backers as well. So it's having support from people like that, isn't it?
Yeah, and so we kind of operate under four pillars. And, you know, Carolina Nets, I remember when I helped connect, and that's one of the things we do here. So under our community-based programming pillar, one of the things we do is get new netball clubs established across the USA. And we're pretty proud now we've hit, you know, 33 states, 50-plus clubs, And most of them was due to Netball America helping get them started, right? And Nets was a perfect example of they didn't exist 4 or 5 years ago. And then as we got them connected, provided them with different opportunities, help them with different areas of, you know, there's all, you know, business stuff you need to consider and risk and liability and all of that stuff. So we do that with a lot of clubs and help them connect with other clubs and get them to events, right, so they can help expand and grow the game. So that's one of the communities. Now, the community sport community here with our members, you know, they're traditionally and predominantly adults. A lot of them are the expats who have moved here, right, that we've connected, but we have plans and working to integrate Americans into that. So that's pretty cool. And then for our youth side of things, we had to be creative and think of, well, if you just put it out there, come play netball, nobody knows what it is. Nobody's going to give it a second look. So we created our Be an Inspiration program. It's morphed over the 15 years from Go Girl Go, etc., but now that's getting youth playing, not only playing netball, it's physical fitness activities using netball to help them go through leadership programs, mental wellness activities, self-confidence, nutrition. It's all wrapped up into a program, and it's won so many awards now. Like, we've won a couple of awards now from Nike. We've won a couple of awards from Billie Jean King's, you know, the tennis legend, her foundation.
Foundation, yeah.
We won an award to go launch it in South Africa and get them a netball court built in a village over there. I got to the White House last year, and then for a leadership award for creating that. And then we got to go to Belgium and present in front of IOC members the program, because we were a finalist and got to go on stage at this big international sports conference. We're pretty happy and excited about, you know, where this is taking us and how that's attracting, you know, Americans and just getting exposure for netball in the United States.
We're nearly 10 minutes in. I expect a couple of people are going to be asking, oh, well, Andy, the next thing you need to ask is about some of that selection process, because America, put mildly, is a bit of a big place. Share a bit on the selection process for tournaments, really, and just in general, how on earth does that work?
Yeah. Well, what we do, like I said, it's very grassroots. It's important for us when we're putting out, whether it's our athletes, our coaches, or umpires, it's at the level aligned with kind of world standards, because that's what we want to build. Like, we can get some amazing basketball or volleyball or track and field athletes here, but we want to train them. And when we put something out, we want to put it out that sheds a good light on American netballer, right? Not just club level people that aren't very athletic, you know what I mean, or not capable. And so to do that, we create, because trust me, in the Americas here, there's not much. We have to send our coaches, umpires, or players overseas, you know, in these more regions that are better for netball than in the Americas. There's just nothing. So we've had to create something from nothing. So we created the US Open Netball Championships. Started off in 2009 in San Francisco with 6 teams. We now moved it all around the country, and now we're getting 30 teams every November. It's just an amazing, and we've structured it where it caters to all the ability levels. So for our new clubs, or maybe the new Americans coming in and playing, who it's their first tournament, they'll be, you know, after some seeding rounds, they'll be grouped with similar ability levels. Then we have the highly competitive ones, like we've got Thames Mavericks from the UK coming in this November to Austin, Texas. And so we really want to, you know, encourage the teams. We've had teams from Australia, teams from across Canada, the Caribbean, and across the USA, and it's very, we do some fun stuff, you know, in that event. So that's pretty cool. So definitely I'd love it be, and we get like support from umpires out of the UK as well, and they come and do some development work with ours. So we're pretty proud of the US Open Netball Championships, and that's open. We want these international club teams to come in, you know, from across the world to help us grow here. And then, you know, separate from that, we've been working on it for a couple of years, but we've just launched our My Netball Academy app. And it's a training series right now focused on whether you are new to the sport and want to coach for the first time, like coach the kids in your PE class, or if you want to coach at a community club, or if you want to pick up the whistle for the first time and learn the rules. So it's, first series is really catered to that because that's the biggest need in the USA. And then with that, so in addition to the online training app, we have the virtual and in-person sessions. So we're super pumped. It's been in the works, but we're launching with some amazing help from, you know, Gretel Buetta, Monia Gerard, you know, amazing netball champions themselves. We've got some rugby players on board. We've got a Major League Baseballer, Brian Anderson from Chicago White Sox has come on. And we're getting together for our first in-person session, you know, August 23rd weekend, just outside of Charlotte there in North Carolina. But what they're going to do is take them through, like how often we're going to have Gretel, you know, Aussie champion with a Major League Baseball player, you know, that's won a World Series, Brian, like they're going to run them through a, you know, kind of a dynamic warm-up, right? May seem simple, but let's show these coaches and athletes what a true world champion dynamic, you know, training and warm-up is all about.
So, Sonia, putting on event like this about raising awareness, really, isn't it? More than your fair share of putting in the work to get something like this organized?
Just ask my family that one. Oh, listen, you know, here we all have full-time jobs. Again, we're not like other countries that get funded. There is no government funding here for sports. There is no just funding for national sporting organizations. We, like we said, we kind of had to be creative and clever about how we tapped into some of that to be able to pay a bit of, you know, the part-time coaches to do some development work and curriculum work, things like that. But for the most part, you know, we've got 150 volunteers all over the world, actually, and we've got some amazing people. Like we've got one of America's top educators, been recognized for awards for the National Lifetime Achievement Award from the President's Council on Sports and Fitness, from the National PE Teachers Association. So we've got some wonderful people we work with who are creative with ideas, helping us really move forward with our goal. Because we want to turn around and, you know, be professional and hire the full-time directors just like everyone else does. But we are set up as a charity. We are raising, you know, we rely on donations. Donations is our biggest income to help us move forward. But it's just the promotion, right? Anyone that cares about netball, yeah, should be. We'd love for them to help share our events, share what we're doing. We're pretty active on socials. We've got all sorts of things going. I know we pretty much talked about two of our pillars, the community pillar and the events pillar, but we also have our US education pillar. So we've got the first American netball curriculum. You know, we're rolling that out to various cities, and that's a whole, you know, we could have a whole show just on talking about the that, right?
Yeah,
getting into the classrooms is pretty fun. So that's amazing. And then our Elite Pathway, the American netball team, the coaches and umpires, and just giving them opportunities.
As we are at the minute, Olympics is a fair way out, but as CEO of Netball America, Are you allowed an opinion as to whether or not it should be part of the Olympics?
So listen, this discussion has been, you know, it's long, and it's funny watching folks, you know, and all the different commentary. The number one thing, and I've been at a couple of meetings with IOC representatives or reps that are integrated with the IOC, and they've always said the thing from the very beginning, even if you went back 25 years ago, and why netball got denied was because it's still classed as a Commonwealth sport, right? Look at the top 10. Look at how many non-Commonwealth countries are in there. I think there may only be one, and that was because it used to be a Commonwealth country and not anymore. So that's the first challenge. And I know there's the other argument too with, you know, having the men integrated. And here we totally support that. And Netball America was actually at the forefront from the very beginning back in 2008. The mixed netball and the men's netball has always been important to us. And we've integrated it. Our national championships integrated it at the US Open. From the school level up, it's totally promoted as a co-ed sport. And we're proud that we were one of the ones from the very beginning to do
that.
Yeah,
brilliant. Right?
So brilliant. And that, you know, on its merits is a separate discussion. But listen, the reality is they need the top powerhouse Olympic countries to do, and not just in the top 10, like in the top five in the world, to get the attention if you've got any chance of getting netball into the Olympics, right? So where's all the big powerhouse countries? You know, US, you've got China. So there's got to be a lot of work that needs to get done on that. Now, interesting being over here with, you know, LA 28, you know, Netball America, we were just invited to be a part of the LA festivities. They're doing stuff every year leading up to the Olympics.
In the lead up,
yeah. Youth just engaged in sport, right? Whether it's on the Olympic program or not, engaged in sport. So we partnered with them. We just finished doing some stuff in June. That was quite fun. But listen, when I was there and had a one of the LA 32 members was over in LA, and as we were sitting around chatting at lunch about, you know, the opportunities in sports, you know, and it does come down to dollars, right? You know, it costs $50 million every time you add a sport to the Olympic program. And, you know, netball's competing against all these other sports, you know, cricket and all these other sports that are lined up to get in as well. So that's the tough one, right? And you need the dollars, right? Mm-hmm. How much dollars are coming from these big powerhouse countries into the sport of netball right now?
One of them, I suppose.
There's none, right? Like look where all the Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 companies are. They're sitting right here in the US. They have, you know, subsidiaries all around the world. If you could get them on board from a corporate level here in America and get them to shell out the dollars, get to put on a huge showcase. We've got beautiful venues here, right? You know, there's a challenge because, okay, there's not a lot of netball courts here, right? When a team comes out and watches us all marking up the courts with painter's tape and rolling in our portable post, they're like, what?
Yes.
But, you know, there's money and, you know, if you had the money in here to build out and sell to someone to put in the courts,
there could,
you know,
be
that can be
there.
Done, but it's still challenging, but beautiful, beautiful, absolutely beautiful, top-of-the-world venues, right?
My Netball Academy, then, everybody involved really gets something out of it, and all levels as well, won't it?
Yes, what we've got is, and it's pretty exciting, we've got, you know, we've got kind of three courts we're running it across, but we've developed the sessions to whether they're a beginner. So, hey, so say you've never coach before or never picked up a whistle, right? We have some presenters and trainers that will take them through that. Then we have the more intermediate advanced where you'll get someone like Gretel, you know, showing you attacking strategies, right? Monia will do some defensive strategies. And then we'll combine someone like one of the Aussies and we've got some others. We've got some South Africans and Brits, and there's a lot of people wanting to come on. And that's why we're going to, you know, look at doing this probably every 6 months. But then we've got a former College One Division volleyball player, Dr. Marlene, right? And she's going to team up with our, you know, Major League baller and someone like Gretel and Monia, and they'll talk about, you know, pressure, game day pressure, right? How do you deal with nerves leading up to an event during the game? What happens if you miss the goal or drop a ball? How do you pick yourself up from that deflation and turn it around? So we're expanding just beyond passing and catching and netball into the mental side of the sport as well. And I think that's pretty exciting. And so we'll be announcing at this August 23rd event, we're partnering with the USAFL. So, you know, AFL being the Australian Rules Football League. And we're going to do, and at this August 23 session, we're going to have one of their top coaches with Gretel, and actually they're going to do a session on passing, right? And we're going to integrate into it passing, some passing drills and skills, the same things, and then we're going to do it with the netball, and then we're going to do it with the Aussie Rules football. So to
this
help them build that out and be creative and integrate others into this My Netball Academy.
Plans are definitely in place. That's sounding amazing, that. You obviously want it to be a more regular event then. Can we maybe register online for the next one? Is there still room on the one coming up?
There is definitely room for the one coming up August 23rd. And I know we actually had a couple of UK people and a couple of other Aussies register as well. So that's pretty exciting for us because we want to definitely take that international, but we'll definitely, we've got some Canadians registered. We've even got folks coming from Trinidad. So that's pretty exciting. And then I think we'll get through this one, right? We'll obviously have a lot of great promos coming out of it because one of the other things we're integrating is Talent Locker. Yeah.
We did a piece with Gretel about it.
Yeah. So Talent Locker, amazing. You know, they're all over. I know they have their hands touched in the UK and Dubai and Australia, and they've been, you know, focused on what they've got is an amazing AI technology to help improve, you know, fitness and agility levels.
And building that network.
Not just for the elite athletes.
Yeah.
But
building that network.
For the regular, like the club athlete, the younger kids. So we're partnering with them and doing some amazing initiatives here in the US. So we're going to be launching that US piece at this event, and they've got a couple of the Talent Locker folks coming in for that. So we're putting all the participants in through that. And then we're going to do a little competition like the footy people versus the netball people versus like the Major League Baseball players. So we're going to kind of, you know, stay tuned for more of that. But that's going to be a key and integral part of what we do here in America. And then once we get through that, we'll look at, you know, hosting another event. But we're doing it for the members, right? And as you mentioned before, like, you know, I don't get anything out of giving up all my weekends and night. We're putting it on for the sport and for the people playing the sport here with the aims to get it to the next level.
And we can register online, just netballamerica.com?
Yeah, netballamerica.com. Everything's there on the homepage, linking out to things. And then, you know, we have the US Open netball.com. That's got a great, you know, promo video of how fun the event is. And it's certainly fun, you know, to get to the States and do an American tournament is pretty cool. And then, you know, the Be an Inspiration program is the youth program that's now international, but as we said, it uses the sport of netball to teach the rules of life. So that's pretty cool as well.
Sonia, great to speak to you, and it's really good to hear that netball in America is in a really good place at the minute.
Yeah,
so
we just need support from those that know netball, right? You'll be able to tune into the US Open netball at usopennetball.tv. We stream that live around the world for free.
Even better.
Yeah, we've had 100,000 viewers tune in. It's pretty cool. So we're pretty excited by the broadcast we run.
Thanks again for your time. Really appreciate it.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.